The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Playing a little Long Tail Sally because 3 minutes ago, Sally made landfall at Gulf Shores, Alabama. The Category 2 hurricane, according to the National Hurricane Center. Maximum sustained winds at 105 miles an hour at Gulf Shores, Alabama. Now listen, I just added on Monday a brand new affiliate, FM 101, the information station in Panama City. So to my new audience, hang on to your hats. Don't go out. Don't drive anywhere. Some local areas will get 30 inches of rain. So the winds are not going to blow the house down, hopefully. But the rain that this is carrying, I talked to some friends in Key West yesterday. They got 10 inches of rain when Sally came by. But 30 inches of rain. Get your boat. Really get your book. Good morning, America. Peace in the Middle East is a reality thanks to Donald J. Trump. Meeting yesterday at the White House with Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the foreign ministers of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Here is President Trump yesterday at the White House, cut number six.
We're here this afternoon to change the course of history. After decades of division and conflict, we mark the dawn of a new Middle East. Thanks to the great courage of the leaders of these three countries, we take a major stride toward a future in which people of all faiths and backgrounds live together in peace and prosperity. In a few moments, these visionary leaders will sign the first two peace deals between Israel and the Arab state in more than a quarter century. In Israel's entire history, there have previously been only two such agreements. Now we have achieved two in a single month, and there are more to follow.
More to follow later in the evening. He said maybe 7, 8, 9. Look, the big enchilada, as Richard Nixon called it, is Saudi Arabia. We shall see. Abdullah bin Zayed, the foreign minister, is the brother of the Crown Prince, MBC, who is the ruler of United Arab Emirates. Abdullah bin Zayed said this, a translator, of course, cut 30, number 7, please.
This initiative would not have been possible without the efforts of His Excellency President Donald Trump and his team, who worked hard and sincerely for us all to reach here. Most notably, my counterpart, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Jared Kushner, Senior Advisor to the President of the United States, and all those who are genuine about the principle of peace in the United States, who have strived to realize this major achievement. Thank you.
Then Prime Minister Netanyahu, of course, was on scene, cut number 8.
This day is a pivot of history. It heralds a new dawn of peace. For thousands of years, the Jewish people have prayed for peace. For decades, the Jewish state has prayed for peace. And this is why today we're filled with such profound gratitude. I am grateful to you, President Trump, for your decisive leadership. You have unequivocally stood by Israel's side. You have boldly confronted the tyrants of Tehran. You've proposed a realistic vision for peace between Israel and the Palestinians. And you have successfully brokered the historic peace that we are signing today, a peace that has broad support in Israel, in America, in the Middle East, indeed in the entire world.
That is the Prime Minister. He continued on cut number 9.
And this is why I am so deeply moved to be here today. For those who bear the wounds of war, cherish the blessings of peace. And the blessings of the peace we make today will be enormous.
He is really moved and continued on in that vein. It was a big, big day. Later, as the president was leaving the White House for Philadelphia at a town hall with George Stephanopoulos, he said this, cut number 16, it's the president on the White House lawn.
But I do things differently. If you listen to the three world leaders today, and these are highly respected leaders and countries. UAE is a tremendously respected warrior. I mean, they're warriors. They're a very strong, respected country. If you listen to what they said, nobody thought of the plan that I thought of. And it's going around the back door. I call it going around the smart door and coming in a different way. And we have many other countries going to be joining us, and they're going to be joining us soon. I think 7 or 8 or 9. We're going to have a lot of other countries joining us, including the big ones. We already have the big ones, but including the big ones. And this is not something that the people that you mentioned would be able to be doing. And it's not something that my critics thought was possible. And now they say, wow, that was a good idea. I will say it's gotten rave reviews, even from the New York Times and Tom Friedman and a lot of people that don't like Donald Trump too much. They've given it literally rave reviews. So this is one deal, but we have many others like this. Look, our country's been stagnant for many years. We did nothing but give our money away, give our wealth away, and give our jobs away. And now we stopped that. We stopped that 3.5 years ago.
He actually named the big one's name, cut number 12.
We stopped that 3.5 years ago. I spoke with the king of Saudi Arabia. At the right time, I do think they will come in. Yes, I do. This is a very big and very historic moment, and I think everyone agrees to that. But we'll have other countries coming in fairly rapidly.
Jared Kushner went on CNBC and he gave context. This is the special advisor, of course, son-in-law of President Trump, who, along with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, National Security Robert O'Brien, and Ambassador O'Brien will be joining the show a little bit later today. Jared Kushner went on CNBC and summed it up, cut 13.
So before August 13th, there hadn't been a peace deal in the Middle East in 26 years. And a lot of people who are hysterical about the president said that if Donald Trump was elected president, he'd get us into more wars and the world would go into chaos. Well, on August 13th, he announced the first peace deal that occurred in obviously the last 26 years between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Everyone was saying, what would happen? What does this mean? Is this an anomaly? And then 29 days later, President Trump announced the second peace deal between Israel and...
It's actually a revolutionary moment. I want to remind you, the Free Beacon provided a montage of what happened when President Trump ordered the American embassy in Israel to be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. This is from the Free Beacon, Democrats reacting to that move, which actually proved to be the key unlocking the door to movement in the Middle East. Cut number 15.
President Trump's big decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and one that Palestinians and others say could destroy hopes of Middle East peace once and for all.
The president's unilateral action will get people killed. How hot will it get? And how destabilizing will it be?
What he has done is thrown a diplomatic bomb into the Middle East peace process.
They're not interested in history.
They don't know history.
That would then embarrass all the Sunni Arab regimes. They would have to do something. Enormously complicating, by the way, Israel's relations with them.
It's going to stop any hope of Middle East progress in the peace talks.
This kind of policy, unilateral decision, will basically wreck the Middle East.
Despite warnings from Turkey's President Erdogan, the kings of Jordan and Saudi Arabia, and all of America's NATO allies, that this could kill hopes for Middle East peace.
You'd have an explosion, an absolute explosion in the region.
show a picture of the peace accord. Thank you, Free Beacon. That is, I think my first question to Ambassador O'Brien is going to be, how could the national security / foreign policy establishment of the last 50 years in America have been so wrong for so long? All right, they were right when they got to the Egypt-Israel foreign the peace deal in 1976 that actually Nixon and Kissinger put into place. They got the ball rolling after the Yom Kippur War. And then we end up, and it's been, you know, 50 years since we've gotten the kind of progress we had yesterday. The Jordan Agreement came in 1994, but that was a sort of de facto extension of the Egypt Agreement. Big deal, but nothing like the UAE and Bahrain and what is coming in a Trump second term. And I think he's going to get a second term. The media doesn't want to cover what happened yesterday, but it is an enormous achievement, a gigantic win for the world, for Israel, for the Arab states. It's a giant loss for Iran. It's a giant loss for Democrats. And it's a great win for America. It's an amazing win for President Trump. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Hugh Hewitt Show on Wednesday. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back, America. That's Despacito. Now, there are times when you really ought to be watching me on YouTube or on Facebook or on Instagram, wherever the Hugh Hewitt Show is carried live. And good morning to you. Some of you may see that I have a bandage on my face. Went to have my, every 4 months, whether I want it or not, something gets cut off of me. And that's because of being a lifeguard in the 60s when we thought baby oil was good for you. And Irish Catholics should not be lifeguards, especially when they're translucent. Casper the Ghost, that was my nickname. In any event, the vice president felt a little overwhelmed yesterday. The president was making historic peace deals. He did Fox and Friends in the morning. He did a presser on the White House lawn. Then he jumped onto a plane and went up to Philadelphia and did a roundtable, a town hall with, believe it or not, George Stephanopoulos, the old Bill Clinton communication director. And poor old slow Joe Biden, made his rickety way down to Florida and went out to a Latino event. If you can watch this, watch it. This is Joe shuffles to the podium and does this. Cut 44.
I just have one thing to say. Hang on here.
All right. He's trying to dance.
There you go. Dance a little bit, Joe. Come on.
Yeah, smiling grandpa.
If I had the talent of any one of these.
Oh, my goodness, Joe. Never. That means, by the way, slowly. Despacito means slowly in Spanish. So he is slow Joe Biden. He also, my favorite gaffe of the campaign thus far came yesterday. Hillsborough Community College down in Florida. Cut number 5. Joe Biden getting no candidates are allowed. Listen to the beginning of this.
Administration is going to relaunch that.
Start over. You got to start over. You got to start over.
Harris Biden administration is going to relaunch that effort and keep pushing further.
Biden administration.
Harris Biden administration is going to.
Can we like the Harris Biden administration? Harris Biden. He's delivering remarks and then participates in quotes in a roundtable with veterans. Then he talked about cut 22. You figure this out.
The VA must be the premier provider of health care services to promote our veterans' overall well-being.
Stop. If you're going to have a teleprompter, read the teleprompter. I'm sure it said promote, but Joe hasn't had cataract surgery yet or whatever because he said remote our veterans' well-being. And then he talks about, this is just a little weird, cut 31.
Because if you could take care, if you were a quartermaster, you can sure in health take care of running a, you know, department store thing, you know, where in the second floor of the ladies department or whatever, you know what I mean?
That's my favorite because I'm 64. I can remember when you got on the elevator downtown Cleveland, you know, you go up to, it's not Macy's anymore. I don't know what they called it in those days. Mr. Jingling was there. And you'd jump on the elevator and you'd hit the person. There was an elevator operator. And they'd say, floor two, ladies lingerie, floor three, men's suits, floor four, perfume, whatever. They operated it. And so Joe's flashing back to those days, second floor, ladies lingerie. I don't know what Joe's thinking about ladies lingerie for, but it's a pretty weird interview. He's also trapped on a Florida TV set, cut number 33.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Biden. Appreciate it.
All right.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I did want to ask about Social Security, but I know you're, I just wanted to squeeze that one in.
He's lost on set. Cut 34. A staffer asked to interview. Cut 34.
Just one final question, and I will wrap it. But you've got a debate coming up. It's in 2 weeks. President Trump's accusing you of being mentally shot, his words, even suggesting that you're taking something. How do you respond to this pre-debate accusation? And are you looking forward to the debate?
I'm looking forward to the debate, and he's a fool.
Thank you.
The comments are just foolish. Get ready, Mr. President. Here I come.
Get ready, Mr. President. Here I come. Honest to goodness, Joe is coming. It's not like Hurricane Sally where you got to batten down the hatches. No. Joe is coming. Joe is coming. Get ready, Mr. President. Joe is coming. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait for that. We're doing a debate special from 8 to 10:30 every night of every debate. Make sure you tune into the Salem Radio Network. I'll be hosting, and you'll be listening right here on The Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America.
I once had a girl, or should I say?
Acoustic guitar intros are the theme of the week. Thanks to Rick Beato, who lined up the top 20 ever. I'm just using them. Norwegian Wood, of course, one of the most distinctive ever. Welcome. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Follow me at Twitter at Hugh Hewitt. I just posted on Twitter that having watched the town hall between the president and George Stephanopoulos, the equivalent town hall would be Joe Biden with Dana Perino. George Stephanopoulos having been the communication director and press secretary for President Clinton. It would then be, then he switched over to senior advisor. He wasn't very good as press secretary and comms director. And then Mark Guerin became the comms director for Bill Clinton. Dana Perino stepped in after Tony Snow became ill. But they're both broadcast pros. They're both very good at what they do. So Dana Perino would be the equivalent kind of a opposite party television professional sit down with Joe Biden. That's not going to happen because Joe Biden couldn't survive it. Donald Trump sat down with George Stephanopoulos. Blue check Twitter is trying to sound like he had a bad night. He did not have a bad night. Oh, he had a good night. Cut number 36, talking with Ed George, brings up Woodward, goes after the COVID response. Cut number 36.
I want to move on to some other subjects, but, you know, we still are dealing with 195,000 deaths in the United States right now. When you see that, when you think about that, does that give you any pause? Does it make you think, is there anything I could have done differently? Anything?
I think we could have had 2 million deaths if we didn't close out the country.
So you regret
nothing? No, I think we did a great job. If we didn't close the country, look, we all created together. You helped everybody. The fact is, we created the greatest economy in the history of the world. Best employment numbers for African-American, Asian-American, Hispanic-American, women, everything. The best employment, high school, no high school, college. We had the best economy we've ever had. 160 million people, almost, just short of 160 million people. We were never close. And then somebody comes in, and then somebody else, doctors, and they start talking about the pandemic and about closing. They want to close up our country. I said, wait a minute. We have the greatest country, the greatest economy, and it was coming together even in terms of unity because it was so successful that people that weren't getting along were starting to get along, George. That's the way we solved that problem. But we had the greatest economy ever, and we have to close it. If I didn't close it, I think you'd have 2 million deaths instead of having the 185, 190. It's a terrible number.
Many experts say if we would have had more mitigation earlier on, there would have been fewer deaths.
George, I was so far ahead of my closing, and I'll give you an example. When I closed at the end of January, Joe Biden was talking about in March about it's totally over-exaggerated. Nancy Pelosi was standing in the streets of Chinatown in San Francisco late a month, more than a month after that, saying this thing's totally exaggerated. Come, you know, to try and build up tourism.
Yeah, he's right. He's absolutely right. I'm going to ask Senior National Security Advisor Ambassador Robert O'Brien about the timing of all this later in the show. The president mentioned the greatest economy in the world. It's coming back. Time for a market report brought to you by Birch Gold. All you have to do is go to HughGold.com if you want to buy gold and add gold to your portfolio. More importantly, if you want to diversify your IRA, your 401k with physical precious metals, take 10 to 25% of it and have it stored in a vault with your name on it. They will do the rollover. They will send you the information kit. All you have to do is text my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747, or you can go to HughGold.com to do either of those things. Buy physical gold. I did that last 2 weeks ago now. Or go to HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747 for the IRA rollover. Yesterday, another great day on the market. Dow up just a couple of points, but the NASDAQ went up 133 points. Wow. 1.21%. I think it's at all-time highs again. The S&P went up 17. Amazon, the proxy for tech stocks yesterday, went up 53 points. And in overseas this morning, where markets are open, Germany is up a little bit. England is down a little bit. Gold is at $1,975. Look, I've been telling you since January to buy physical gold because of the amount of stimulus out there, but the 10-year Treasury remains at 0.68%. Hyperinflationary environment for some countries, not the United States, thank goodness, but a good time to have gold. Birch Gold via HughGold.com. Donald Trump with ABC's George Stephanopoulos last night asked about his temperament, as he always is, by lefties. Cut number 41.
At times, some have called your behavior not presidential. What, if anything, would you do differently if reelected to create a more unified message where all sides can take responsibilities for their actions and come together to make positive change?
Good, Jim. So I'm fighting a battle. It's a big battlefield, and I have a lot of forces against me. I have the media, which I call the fake news because a lot of it is fake. And I mean a big pope, as you understand. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is fake. I'm fighting a lot of forces. Sometimes you don't have time to be totally, as you would say, presidential. You have to get things done. I think I've done more than any other president in the first 3.5 years. When you look at what we've done for tax cuts and regulation cuts and the vets, all of the things that we've done for the West, we have a 91% approval factor now for the vets. So we rebuilt our military. We created Space Force. I mean, we did so many things. Right to Try, which is so incredible and so successful. You know what Right to Try is? We did more. I really believe it. More than any other president in the first 3.5 years. By the way, at the end of my first term, we're going to have close to 300, maybe over 300 new federal judges, including Court of Appeal, 2 Supreme Court justices. And honestly, we move very fast. And I have to get rid of people fast because they're not doing their job. I could tell you people that weren't doing their job. And when I do that, to get somebody else that is good, and if they don't do it, we get rid of that person. We do a lot of things, and we have to get them done. I could be so present. I always used to sort of kid on the campaign trail that I could be more presidential. It would be very easy, more presidential than any other candidate except for possibly Abraham Lincoln when he's wearing the hat, right, the high hat. But the fact is, being presidential is easier than what I have to do. But I get things done. I get things done like nobody's ever gotten. When you look at, including environmental things, when you look at what's going on in the country and all that we've done, we unfortunately got hit by this plague. but it's going to be back very soon. We opened it up, and we have, you know, you talk, Jim, about the V. We have a super V. It looks like it's going to be a super V. We're going to have a great economy next year, and I think we're going to have a great economy in the third quarter. And thank you for voting for me in 2016. I hope you're going to do it again.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
That was a great answer. That's the best answer I've heard him give. I see these blue check Twitters thinks he had a bad night on Stephanopoulos. That's an ad. That's a campaign ad. Let's go to Cut 42, talking about pre-existing condition, Democrats lying about Republicans wanting to throw people off of health care who have bad pre-existing condition. You know, I've got that. Look at my face, all right? Bandaged up. If we had a pre-existing condition, no one would cover me, right? Because for me, a squamous cell carcinoma is like an every other month event. So no one would cover me. But of course I'm covered. Why? Because the Republicans and the Democrats agree on this. Cut number 42.
We are not going to hurt anything having to do with pre-existing conditions. We're not going to hurt pre-existing conditions. And in fact, just the opposite. If you look at what they want to do, where they have socialized medicine, they will get rid of pre-existing conditions. If they go into Medicare for All, which is socialized medicine, and you can forget about your doctors and your plans, just like you could forget under President Obama. He said you can have your doctor, you can have your plan, and that turned out to be a lie. And he said it 28 different times, at least. We have 28 different times. You can have your doctor, you can have your plan. Well, it's not true. But what we're doing
there,
is...
I'm so glad he tells people that. I'm so glad he reminds how often President Obama lied about that. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. If you like your plan, you can keep. No one got to keep their plan. No one got to keep their doctor. Ask a doctor or ask an insurance company. Nobody did. Okay, this is a long cut. I want to play it. Cut number 43, because the Atlantic story about the president calling dead veterans, dead warriors, suckers and losers is important. Cut 43.
I'd like to ask regarding your recent comments about our United States soldiers and referring to them as suckers.
Could you say that again?
Our United States soldiers, referring to them as suckers, and particularly the late John McCain, our prisoners of war, as losers.
Okay. It was a fake statement.
And
go ahead.
Recently requesting to ban amputee veterans from a military parade. How do you expect to win back the support of our military, their families, their friends, and military supporters?
It's easy, because I never made those statements. They were never made by me. They said I stood over the grave of soldiers killed many years ago, and I said they were suckers. I never made that. Do you know we had 26 people as of today come out to say it never happened, and many people were there? Then they said about the rain didn't happen, and that wasn't the reason. The Secret Service said, we have a statement from them, they said that we could not travel because the helicopter couldn't be used. We would not be able to travel, because when you do that through a major city, it takes them days to get it prepared. I wanted to go anyway. I said, let me just go separately in a car in disguise. I don't care. I wanted to be there so badly. But the statements never happened. They were lies. As far as John McCain, I was never a fan of John McCain. I never thought he treated our vets well. He didn't do the job. I was never a fan of his. But, and I think that's fine, and everybody knows that, and I said it to his face. I was very much up on that. But
as far
as
not a war hero,
I have done so much for our vets and for our military. I rebuilt our military. Our military, when I came into this great office, our military was depleted. It was in the worst shape it was in probably ever. It was depleted. The planes were old and broken, the ships, everything. You see what I've done. I've rebuilt $2.5 trillion. And you think that was easy getting that money from Democrats? Because they don't like the military. This magazine came up. They made up this quote. It was a made up quote. And, you know, the gloves are off with Biden, who I've never respected greatly. I've never respected him greatly. But when they took this made up quote that was now knocked out by over 25 people and they made an ad out of it, I thought it was a disgrace. Do you know what disinformation is? That's what it was. They made up a phony quote and then they went with it. It was a phony deal. And the one who started it was a big friend of President Obama and Clinton. And it was a phony deal from a very, not very successful
Mr.
magazine.
Mr. President, you have used language like that in the past. You did say that John McCain wasn't a war hero, and notably silent in the wake of this article were General John Kelly, who was your chief of staff at the time. General James Mattis, who served as defense secretary for you, has said you're...
They didn't hear me say that.
Has said you're, well, I'm getting to a broader point.
Because I never said
with the generals. General Mattis said you're a divider.
Understand? The town hall questioner asked about the Atlantic article. The Atlantic article has been debunked. It has been trashed by Mike Pompeo on this show, by Sarah Huckabee Sanders on this show, by Joe Dunford's team, by everyone traveling with it. Did not happen. Totally false. Atlantic fell for it. Jeff Goldberg fell for it. So the question is asked and answered. George Stephanopoulos doesn't stand the question that's asked and answered. He switches back to John McCain. I mean, the whole John McCain thing is 4 years old. I just think America knows that the media hates Donald Trump. I think they know, and I think they don't care. I'll be right back, America. More of the president with George Stephanopoulos. Stay tuned. Welcome back, America. Looking for something to do that you haven't seen already? Go to salemnow.com and watch One Nation Under God. It's rare that a family can find an inspiring film with biblical values in it, and that is One Nation Under God, available right now at salemnow.com. That's where we collect our best in video. The question is back to, again, will students be allowed to talk about and act on their faith in high school? Great movie, One Nation Under God, available at salemnow.com, promo code Hugh. I've also taught, if you're a reading type, Total Power by Vince Flynn. The new book by Kyle Mills is out. Now, the Vince Flynn Total Power book is the sixth that Kyle Mills has done. I talked to Kyle Mills a couple of times this week already. I'll talk to him next week in the last part of our interview. People have been calling and writing, when does this book drop? It drops now. You can get it now. It's available in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook. It's the best Vince Flynn book I've ever read. And I knew Vince. Vince was a friend of mine. I also got to remind you about KeepAmericaAmerica.com. That is the largest get-out-the-vote effort ever. KeepAmericaAmerica.com from the Job Creators Network. They're sponsors of the show, sponsors of this, the largest get-out-the-vote effort ever, and you want to be a part of KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Our great Attorney General, William Barr, talking to the Chicago Tribune editorial board, I think, yesterday, got caught doing a little bit of interviewing afterwards on audio, cut number 29, Bill Barr in Chicago.
Yeah, I think that, Trump was unusual. He struck a responsive chord. He won the election as duly elected president. He gave a victory speech that was conciliatory. People should go back and look at his victory speech. It was an olive branch. It was the handout. Let's start working together for the benefit of the American people. And what happened that very day? You know, they started talking about impeachment. He was not a legitimate president. The Russia stuff. He was a pawn of all this stuff from day one.
By the book,
yeah.
Reading by the book,
and the so-called resistance, which is not a proper term to use in our democracy, instead of loyal opposition, it became actual resistance. There undoubtedly are many people in the government who surreptitiously work to thwart the administration The turn now to the mob violence and the countenancing of mob violence is another very disconcerting development, because I think that increasingly the message of the Democrats appears to be Biden or no peace.
What? In other words, you got here, dude. Something like that.
Yeah, but also it's like, the only way this is going to stop is if you put Biden. That becomes that is ruled by the mob, and we're approaching that.
The attorney general also got in his licks against mail-in balloting. He's not talking about absentee ballots. Probably he's used them like I have. You never know where you're going to be if you're in my business. So I always have an absentee application where I vote early. But that's because of my job. Sending out millions of ballots to people is a bad idea. And Bill Barr explains why. Cut number 30.
You get enough time.
Didn't you hear about the mail-in ballot? That makes it
God.
Five.
This is Chicago. Wait, I got to ask you this. Listen, you
yeah,
started
it. You need
it.
More time. That's a whole
started
time.
It. Okay. Yeah. Have you ever seen this movie? I recommend it highly. It's called Key Largo.
How many of those guys in office owe everything to me? And I made them. Yeah, I made them just like a tailor makes a suit of clothes. I take a nobody, see? Teach him what to say. Get his name in the papers. Yeah, pay for his campaign expenses. Dish out a lot of groceries and coal. Get my boys to bring the voters out. And then count the votes over and over again till they added up right and he was elected. Yeah.
No, I would say
Edward G. Robinson and... Okay.
Yeah, the old one. The old
yeah,
movie.
The old one. Johnny Rocco, the character from Chicago, tells Humphrey Bogart how to count the votes. We count them again. And again. Until they come out right. And I see the...
Best out of three.
I see the mail-in ballot as a danger here.
It's a terrible danger. I said today, just think about the way we vote and why do we vote the way we vote now, where you have a precinct that you're assigned to, your name is on a list, you go in and say who you are, you go behind a curtain, no one's allowed to go in there to influence you, and no one can tell how you voted. All of that is gone with mail-in. There's no secret vote. You have to associate the envelope in the mailing, the name of who's sending it in, with the ballot. So there's no more secret vote on mail-in. But you can never see a secret vote prevents selling and buying votes because you can never say,
correct.
Okay. So now we're back in the business of selling and buying votes, and the capricious distribution of ballots means harvesting, undue influence, outright coercion.
They're doing it now. They're also
paying off a postman and saying, "Hey,
yeah,
here." Here's a few $100. Give me some of your ballots.
See, it's not right there. Bill Barr is a realist. I'm a realist. I know how this game is played. I've been in California for so long, where if a Republican is ahead on election night, they better be ahead by 3% because the Democrats will round up enough votes overnight. So I've been doing this for 35 years, and the Attorney General has been doing it for 40. And I am here to tell you, he is right, and all the people out there saying, oh, voting access, we got to do this. They know what's going on. If it's not close, they can't cheat. They intend to cheat even when it's not close. Stay tuned, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.